Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
It used to be okay to smoke in teachers' lunches. It used to be okay in maternity wards. It was okay in sporting arenas, college campuses, and office spaces. But now that we understand the deadly dangers of secondhand smoke, that's not okay anymore. So why is it okay that more than 30,000 Oklahomans are exposed to secondhand smoke at work every day? Bottom line, it's not okay. Let's protect hardworking Oklahomans. Join the fight at StopsWithMe.com, a program of TSET.
Register now for the 24th Annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January the 28th and 29th in Wichita, Kansas. This year, featured speakers include Dr. Daphne Miller, Jason Mock, Steve Groff, and Lauren Steinlegie. Pre-conference events include Fundamentals of Soil Health Workshops and Advanced Symposium with John Kemp and Michael Phillips. Early registration discounts are now open. Scholarships are available for women and people of color. Visit www.notill.org for all of the details.
Today's cattle futures were lower in the live cattle, about 5 to 10 cents lower, with February at 126.30 down 5, April's 10 lower at 127.15. Feeder cattle were anywhere from 20 to 50 lower. January was the weakest contract, down 50 at 144.85. February lean hogs down 30 at 67.37. April's down 27 at 73.82. So we had the markets close yesterday. We started here on a Tuesday under a little bit of pressure. Box beef, on the other hand, choice was up 79 at 215.43. That's about $6 or so off the lows. Select down 12 at 213.36. Feeder cattle index is currently 145.69, right in line with the January feeders at 144.87 or 485. So pretty close there. Last week we had 124 cash trade, which was a little bit lower than the previous week. Packer margins are estimated somewhere around positive $50 a head for beef, about $45 a head of profit for the pork industry. So packer margins have come up some. They were about $13 last week for beef, so about a $40 rally or so. Technically speaking, here we're right in line with the live cattle anyway. The highs from this spring, we went to 130. Right now, we're currently about 126.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Today's grain markets were mixed in a pretty big way. Corn down about 2 cents, butch December corn about 401. Soybeans were down 14 in March at 915.5, but down 10 in November at 950.5. Chicago wheat was the strongest contract, up 10 to 12 cents, and Kansas City was up about 6 cents. So the wheat market continues to be extremely strong here. Cotton futures, on the other hand, had March down 201 at 69.24. If you look at the charts there for the grain markets, especially the wheat market's pretty stout here. We've come back past the highs from this summer, and back in the end of May, 1st of June, we got up to near this level, but we're even through that. The previous high from that is back in 2018 in August. We're about 70 or 80 cents away from those highs. So a really good, strong rally here. And if you go back and look at the low back in September, was about 360. So we're about $1.30 off of those lows in the Kansas City, at least on the front month. Cotton, pretty good rally there as well. They got as low as about 58 cents, currently about 69 cents. So about 11 cent rally on that. The trade seems to be waiting out what's going to happen with this Chinese trade deal. We haven't had any confirmation of Chinese buying, but as soon as that starts, if it does, we may get a rally.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.